is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Freeze dry guys in the studio. Dr. Norman Scheele is on with us, and we're talking about survival medicine. What's happening with obesity? Why we're so tired? Dr. Scheele, I've heard that if someone wants to go on a drinking binge, the likelihood of being hungover is really, really great. But I've also heard that if a person takes vitamin B complex before going to bed after that drinking binge and drinks a lot of water before going to bed, that the magnitude of that hangover is greatly minimized. Have you had any...
That is true. Alcohol really sucks up or uses up, especially vitamin B1. But B2, B1, 2, 3, and 6 are the big ones. And so even when people are having DTs, for instance, if you give them a big shot intravenously, it can help abort it. So it helps. I wouldn't say I recommend, proving it to yourself, because every time you do that kind of insult, I suspect you're killing a few brain cells. And, yeah, we've got trillions of them, but you don't want to lose them prematurely.
Dr. Scheele, you're a brain surgeon, and I've heard... You're a brain surgeon. That's what you did when you're practicing. I've heard people say that we're only using 10% of our brain, 90% is unused. Could that really be true, or is it that the 90% that we don't think we're using is really being used for other things?
Well, yes, I think it is a sort of brash statement, and we don't have a great deal of knowledge of how much is not needed, so to speak. We certainly know that modest damages physiologically can make big changes. And although I think the SPECT scan can be overinterpreted, the SPECT scan that a psychiatrist out in California, David, has pushed, does show certain parts of the brain, if you will, not working at a given time in all kinds of illnesses, after head injuries, after all kinds of things. And so it can take 10 or 40 points off your IQ, and that can be reversible sometimes with certain injuries to the brain. I think we're using most of our brain.
Okay. Dr. Scheele, is it possible that I could, as well as others in this class, could improve our IQs? Is there a way that we could become smarter?
Oh, yeah. And basically, ideally, it should start at conception. Mm-hmm. The evidence is overwhelming that children whose mothers had adequate vitamin D3, for instance, during pregnancy, tend to have a higher IQ. Children whose mother had adequate iodine certainly have a much better chance of having a higher IQ. And in fact, iodine deficiency can cause the most severe imaginable brain damage called cretinism, where they are truly beyond idiot status in IQ just from not having had iodine while they were in utero. And that's not reversible, unfortunately. So nutrition during pregnancy is critical as a beginning. And secondly, children who are breastfed can have an eye for 6 months, have a higher IQ, and on it goes. So the better the nurturing, the love of the mother, the nutrition, especially during the initial parts of life, the higher the IQ. Now, assuming that you had good nutrition for the first 7 years of life, then still the continuing good nutrition and mental stimulation. I mean, I honestly personally think that these stupid little text devices that I wouldn't own if you gave it to me are a dumbing down. They are not going to increase the brain to work well.
So what you're talking about is these handheld video games and those kinds of things. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. On the way back from last weekend, when I was traveling from New Jersey to Atlanta on the first leg of my trip, you know, a two-hour trip on the plane, there's a little kid who was probably 10 or 12 at the most sitting there, and for every time I looked across the aisle at him, he had this unbelievably stupid little game going on over and over. I mean, hypnotically, non-new, non-brain-stimulating. And I just don't think those things are good for you.
I remember.
I don't think cell phones are good for your brain either. And I don't think kids should be using those.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree. I remember interviewing people when I worked at the bank who were applying for jobs, and I kind of would, you know, look down and, you know, hobbies and interests, and I'd see video games, and I would kind of chuckle to myself, you know, other than achieving 20,000 points on the specific video game, what else do you know how to do? I mean, what can you bring to the table besides entertaining yourself? I mean, it was ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, and that really turned me off to those candidates for employment.
I would say it's mental masturbation, which is not as good as the real thing.
Let me ask you this. Reading appears, in my opinion, reading, people who read a lot seem to be more intelligent. Is that because they're more intelligent and they read a lot, or is that because they've increased their lexicon of words that enables them to think in broader, wider, deeper terms?
Well, I think it's both to some extent. There's no question, again, that this comes back to parents. The parents who read to their children and encourage their children to read have children who are brighter.
Yeah, I drove past the Lebanon Library in Lebanon, Missouri yesterday. Yesterday, the day before, on the way home. And what I noticed was there were more cars at McDonald's than at the library. And for some reason, I'm comparing a lot of things to McDonald's. And it seems like, well, if you go through a lot of the main drag in a lot of cities, towns, and hamlets that have fast food, it seems to be the dominating business. You know, Arby's, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. I mean, the list goes on. It seems that seems to be the centerpiece of our main streets now. And the libraries are taking a way, way, way back seat to other things. And it makes no sense to me. I want to know, Dr. Shealy, seriously, I want to know everything. It's impossible, I know, but I'm interested in everything, and I want to know more about it. And it's kind of like an eternal quest that I'm on. But it seems like it's pretty lonely out here. I know you
well,
are on the
right.
same quest.
Let's face it, Vincent, a minimum, and I'm being very conservative, 51% of people now are so dumbed down that they vote for idiots like Obama. Sorry, but that's, to me, that's an indication of an IQ below 90. Now, I realize that's a social IQ I'm talking about, not a verbal IQ.
Mm-hmm. uh, You know, Dr. Shuley, no kidding. I'm really surprised on the afternoon broadcast that we're still on here. I can't believe it. Dr. Shuley, chelation. People are talking about chelation. And can you describe for those who are new to the class what chelation therapy, what is the thumbnail description of what it is? And then let's talk about how to do it, and let's talk about some of the risks and some of the benefits. So what is it?
Well, EDTA is a compound that has been around for 60 years, I think. And it does, when given appropriately, intravenously over a minimum of 3 hours, by the way, mm-hmm. it helps to get rid of, first of all, toxic metals, lead and things like that, cadmium. But more importantly, done repeatedly, it seems to help gradually clear up the atherosclerosis, plaque in the arteries, and stuff like that. Now, once an artery is totally plugged, if it's, clotted off, it's not going to reverse that. Mm-hmm. But if the blood's still going through, I have seen enough evidence that it's worth considering for essentially beginning the process of roto-rooting the arteries. Now, I believe today that it's far, far easier and safer. May take a little longer, but it won't cost any more in the long run. Something like Nitro Extreme can actually help clean out the arteries. And so it might take 2 years instead of 2 or 3 months with EDTA. Cost-wise, however, I think you're going to find that it's better and easier. And if EDTA is not given properly, it can cause all kinds of problems, mainly to the kidneys. It can overload the kidneys with some of the junk that it's taking out too rapidly. But properly done over a 3 to 4 hour period, once a week for 20 weeks, and then once a month for years, maybe, or months, it can help improve clogged up arteries. Now, I think you can improve clogged up arteries best of all by eating right, exercising right, and taking Nitro Extreme.
Eating right, exercising, and Nitro Extreme. Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Norman Shuley, senior USAPreparedness.com instructor, broadcaster of over 20 years, over 22 years. Dr. Shealy's going to be back with us right after this break. I'm Vin Finelli. Freeze dry guys in the studio. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, we always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, senior USAprepares.com, brain surgeon, medical doctor, three times PhD, Indian medicine man, author, farmer, and my dear friend. Dr. Shealy, we have a caller, Siobhan from Louisiana. You're on with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Hello, Dr. Norm.
Hello. Where'd that accent come from? That's not New Orleans.
No, it's not. It's from Ireland. I'm Irish.
Ah, I love it. Go ahead.
Well, I have a question for you, Doctor. I've been using your... I listened to you on another show with Adelaide O'Donton, and I've been using your AirBliss because I have chronic genital herpes, and I know anxiety is a huge part of it. I'm in menopause. But I was wondering, is there a different, another one that I could use to help heal this?
Well, yes. The other one I would consider is fire, because fire helps regulate the entire endocrine system.
Okay. That's great.
And so as long as it's primarily those kinds of symptoms, I think air and fire would be the ideal combo.
Great. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you. I love that accent.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Siobhan. Dr. Shealy, the free show guy is in the studio with us here in Missouri, and he has a question about a brain injury. Free Stray Guy?
Yes, hi, Dr. Shealy. It's nice to hear you speak.
Yeah, a little louder, please.
Okay.
Your connection's not very good.
Okay, how's this, sir? Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, I go to a gym in my town. A good friend of mine, I guess she's a clinical psychologist, but she specializes in treating, when I say treating, using a program that was developed by Davis Medical Center. In fact, that when you said Davis, it keyed this to me. People have had traumatic brain injury through they refer to it as mapping, and I've seen them do this. They put electrodes on one's head. They determine the portion of the brain that seems to have gone dormant as a result of injuries, and they've been able to unlock this, they allege to, and I think so, in talking to some buddies who have gone through this, it seems to be working. Do you know what I'm speaking of? And if so, what's your take on that?
Yes, no question about it. Brain mapping is actually a computerized electroencephalogram.
Yes, sir.
And since we, instead of looking at little squiggly lines, we get these beautiful pictures that show the frequency in various areas of the brain, et cetera. And so there can be, for instance, in people just with depression, 60% of the time, there's an overactive bit of the brain in the right frontal lobe, but the other 40%, it can be in any lobe. So brain mapping can be very healthy, very useful, and helping to activate or, you know, rebalance different parts of the brain is certainly potentially helpful.
Okay, very good. I will get back to some of my old buddies. We were paratroopers together, and there's an old joke that we landed on our heads all the time. We did, actually, quite a bit. And maybe I've whacked myself a couple times, and I can get a little boost here. But I'll direct some of my friends to her. And some of them have been hurt badly, too.
Right. So. Interesting. I just spent several days with a physician friend of mine who just got out of the Air Force 2 years ago, and she's specializing in working with veterans. And she and I are about to write a book on how to put all this together for veterans, because we, even though we disagree totally with the wars that we've been having since the World War II, we certainly respect and honor our veterans.
Well, I appreciate that. I am one, and I know what you're saying. Our guys are being, and women these days, are being used in terrible ways. And they're being used up for no good. So I appreciate so much what you're doing.
Blessings. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Shealy, some of us are lethargic. And not all of us, but some of us. And is it because it's the path of least resistance? Is it because diet? What would you recommend we do to pull out of this slump of being lethargic?
Well, I've often said if I could just put people in a horse walker with a cattle prod to make a move, that would take care of most things.
There's no question that
physical exercise is one of the single best things for mood and brain function.
Dr. Norman Shealy, we'll be back. I'd like to talk a little bit about being lethargic, how to pull out of it. Cattle prod was one way, being on a horse walker, movement. I'd like to talk about lack of motivation. Lack of motivation on the other side. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, we always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
The freeze dry guy just left the studio a minute or so ago, and I was thinking about the food that we had at the banquet dinner at the Get Prepared Expo. We had freeze-dry guy food and freeze-dry guy astronaut ice cream. And he's got a sale going on right now, 25% off for a mix-and-match sale. The same food that we buy for our survival. Freeze-dryguy.com. Freeze-dryguy.com. So if you're interested in the mix-and-match sale, 25% off and free shipping right now. So I would suggest you consider that. Dr. Sheila's with us, and we're talking about why are we so lethargic? And Dr. Sheila mentioned the use of a cattle prod and a horse walker, and And you know, I think there's a lot to be said about that, because it's too hard to get up and change the channel on our TV. So we have a remote. We have a remote for our stereo systems. We just don't want to get up anymore. And one of the results of this is clearly the obesity epidemic that we're seeing right in front of us every day, everywhere we go. Dr. Shuler, your thoughts?
You know, I think you really hit it with the words motivation, or lack thereof.
Yeah, lack of motivation.
I think we have a society which, for the last 100 years, essentially. Remember, actually, you know, the real problem, as far as I can tell, began in 1913. You remember what it was?
Yeah, Federal Reserve.
You bet. And that was the beginning of dumbing down of the world, but especially of America. And, you know, the cabal, the Committee of 300, the power players of the world have been increasingly controlling the world and dumbing down since then. And they encourage stupidity.
Now, I remember.
I don't know what percentage of people have enough motivation to get off their duff and do something about it. But I can guess that it's less than a third.
I agree. I think you're right.
And yet, if those thirds don't do something, they're going to, you know, let it all go to pot totally. And, well, we can be recycled and ever bring it back again, I don't know. But the Roman Empire, United States version, is on the verge of destruction.
I agree. And Nero is playing the fiddle while Rome is burning. Actually, he's on the basketball court or the golf course, or he's going to a soul concert, or they're taking vacations. I mean, it's unbelievable. All on the public dime. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Dr. Shealy, I'd like to share something that's really, 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 really bothering me. And I was thinking about talking about this on the afternoon broadcast because it involves the Springfield community market, really. I invited all teachers to the Get Prepared Expo, and I said I will pay their way. Not only will I pay their way to come to the expo for 2 days, we said we'd have 50, 60, 70 seminars. We delivered 83 one-hour seminars on every imaginable subject, including Native American medicine, how you can be a Native American medicine man or woman. Chief Cloudfather was there. Your team was there. I mean, it was unbelievable. I don't believe there's a single subject that a person could mention that we didn't have a seminar on, and I'm not kidding. Well, we invited every single teacher in the communities all over, and I said I would pay their way for the expo. I would buy them everything except their meals. I mean, I'd give them all the seminars, everything they wanted, and their children, and their spouses, because I didn't want anybody to say, you know what, I would have come, but I would have had to bring my husband with me or my children, and you would have charged me for them. We didn't want that to be an obstacle. So we said, since teachers, public school teachers, private school teachers, and homeschool teachers, since they are teaching our future generations, we need to have them teach them about preparedness and survival and things they just flat out don't learn in school. Dr. Shealy, I found out how many teachers came. There were thousands
none.
Of people who... eight.
None.
Well, you're close. Eight. Eight.
How many thousand do you think there could have been?
Well, I mean, there in the listening area, I'm sure there was at least 10,000 who listened.
Then you add their families, even their spouses, that's a minimum of 20,000, and you got eight.
Eight people. Eight teachers.
I guess that shows us that it's not a third of people who are motivated.
Well, I'm going to use a word that's really going to get me in trouble, but it's okay. It's okay. People who do things for money, I would call them mercenaries. I'd call them mercenaries. And, let's hire some people to go kill our enemies. So they're mercenaries. But people who do things for money, I would also consider them mercenaries. Now, is it because we didn't pay the teachers to show up, give them a day's wages to show up? Is that why they didn't show up? I mean, this is not the first time. This is the fifth time we've invited teachers. We've contacted the superintendents for a 100-mile radius. We've sent emails to the schools. We've sent them coupons. We've been on the radio. This time, Expo number 5, we did not send coupons to every school within 100 miles saying, this is your free entry. But we did contact so many of them. I've tried to talk to the superintendents. You can't get through to them. You can't talk to people. You can only leave messages. Eight teachers showed up. Now we only did about, let's see, we did 23-minute commercials on the two most popular radio stations in the community where we have had the expo. And we talked about teachers come in for free, and we're delighted to have them, and their spouses, and their children. Eight teachers. It angers me, Dr. Sheely, and maybe that's self-centered. Maybe I'm thinking that, you know, we had this event and people should pay attention. But they're not paying attention. And I'd like to contrast this with another thing I did. Back in 1993, I gave my computer company to a school district. And I had a lot of connections. And we were manufacturing computers out of my classroom. It was the largest classroom in the school. It actually was like the size of a gymnasium. I'm not kidding. We sold $1,200,000 worth of computers in the first year out of this classroom. It set a record for all kinds of high school activities all over the country. There was no classroom that had greater revenue than this particular enterprise. And it was really an enterprise to teach young people how to be entrepreneurs. The vehicle happened to be manufacturing computers, with all the problems that you have with customers, all the problems you have in manufacturing. So it was a really good life experience for how to start your own business and run it, because the students ran it. I mean, they were the vice president of operations, the vice president of manufacturing, the vice president of software development, and vice president of customer service. Those were the students who did all that. Anyway, I asked the administration if I could take all of my students, all 60 of them, to Atlanta, Georgia, for the Computer Electronics Show, the largest in the world. I called in lots of favors. It was a $75 ticket to go. And I chartered the bus, and Mrs. Finelli and I paid for the bus. We put shirts on every one of these students, knitted shirts, collared shirts, embroidered with the logo of the class. We bought them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We took everybody to Olive Garden for dinner. It was really expensive, and I needed a few chaperones to come on the weekend with us to the largest computer electronics show in the country. Do you know, it was like pulling teeth to get two teachers to come to this all-expense-paid event. It was a shock. And there's no difference trying to get them to come to the Get Prepared Expo either. It's the same mentality. I don't get it. We're doomed. We are doomed.
Well, unfortunately, you're right. I wish I had an alternative suggested. But the dumbing down, the lack of motivation, the total mental disinterest in reality is appalling.
There you go. Disinterest.
But we keep preaching and talking.
And I can still hear those teachers, you know, the ones that came saying, that darn Finelli, I can't believe he did this. He sets up this trip, and now we got to go from Virginia to Atlanta, Georgia for two darn days. I can't believe him. What a problem he is. Instead of saying, man, these students have never been out of Virginia. Most of them have never been out of the county. This is a life experience that they'll probably remember, you know, for their entire lives. It was really neat. Many of the students were so disadvantaged that they had never been to an Olive Garden restaurant. And so we just, I'm angry just thinking about it. And it was 1993. And, you know, not one of the teachers said thank you. Not that they had to, but I'm just talking about their perspective. Their perspective. I think too many of them are mercenaries.
Teaching and university, even more so, profession is about as leftista as you can get.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just speechless just thinking about why. But on the other hand, so many people came up to me on Sunday, you know, the day the event was closing down. People I've never met before, people I don't know their names, people who have seen me for the first time over the weekend, came up and gave me hugs and said, wow, that was unbelievable, what a great experience. That's the general public who is scared to death, absolutely scared to death about what we're facing, and we're trying to help them understand what we're facing, how much trouble we're in, and what we can do about it. And that's what we did at the Get Prepared Expo. And when we come back on the other side of this break, I'd like to talk with Dr. Shealy about one of his experiences. He is a Native American medicine man, and I will be tonight. Native American medicine man. I'm Ben Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're here with Dr. Norman Shealy, and I mentioned Chief Cloud Piler, C-H-I-E-F, and then C-L-O-U-D-P-I-L-E-R. He is the chief of the Nemenha Congregation of Tribes here in Missouri, and he's a Native American medicine man. And he was at the Get Prepared Expo, and he's talking about the benefits of being a Native American medicine man. And, you know, the members of the Nemenha enjoy exemption from any and all federal, state, and local laws and statutes that attempt to limit your right and ability to practice your religion as a natural healer. Now, Dr. Shealy is a Native American medicine man. Dr. Shealy, can you tell us a little bit more about this? Because I think by tonight I will have completed what I need to do to be adopted by the Nemenha.
Wonderful. Well, basically, I met the chief 3 or 4 years ago and became interested in not only became spiritually adopted, but went through a 5-day intensive training program last year to understand the full range of why it's important. Essentially, during the Clinton administration, there was a huge Indian lawsuit for about $1 trillion against the federal government for all the abuses that had been heaped on the Native Americans. And it was settled essentially by the passage of a couple of laws that exempted Native American practitioners, medicine practitioners, from essentially government nonsense, especially FDA and other sites. And as long as you don't harm somebody, you know, murder, rape, or something like that, you can do your religious practice. And interestingly, even though I wouldn't be interested in this, it's not part of my belief system, but one tribe using ayahuasca, which is a very psychedelic herb from South America that's highly forbidden in this country, was taken to the Supreme Court, and it was ruled that as long as it's part of their religious practice, they are exempt. And so they can use ayahuasca for that. Well, I'm not going to use ayahuasca, but I just want to stay out of the clutches of the evil empire. And there's no question in my mind that the FDA is part of that evil empire. And therefore, I believe that Native American spiritual healing practices are worth looking into.
And my understanding is that if the feds appear on your property, you can say, you know, you're going to have to leave. And tell you what, when you come back with a letter of invitation for a meeting with me and the Attorney General, set up an appointment with me and the Attorney General, we'll talk about it then. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that Chief Cloudpiler was telling me can transpire. And, of course, you'll never get an appointment with the Attorney General. So what happens is, whatever the issue is, it just stops right there.
Yeah. In general, they cannot even take you into a local court. It has to be at the highest federal level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's I love it. I mean, what's better than this? Seriously, what is better than this? Freedom. And obviously you can't do harm, and I'm sure none of you would want to do harm. But this is not something that you just, you know, pay dues and now you get a certificate. And then, no, you actually have to believe in the principles. And we're going to have Chief Cloudpiler on the air, and we're going to talk about who, what, when, where, why, and how of this Native American offering of the potential for you to be adopted. You can be adopted by the Namenha Congregation of Tribes.
And by the way, he's doing a 5-day training period May 13th through 17th this year.
May 13th through 17th this year. I'll tell you what, Dr. Shealy, we'll talk more about that on the air so we can let you know about the 5-day extensive training period to become a Native American medicine man, just like Dr. Shealy is. And I will be very, very shortly. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us. I know this is a serious topic. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. Do the right thing. What happens next is up to you. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us. I'll see you tomorrow on the radio at 3.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans. Both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.